Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
There's a story that we had yesterday, and it was about a lady that found her car through an app that she has for the car. Because
it was stolen.
Yeah, it was stolen. Yeah. And the part I didn't understand was they say the cops say they're too busy. Do they no longer look for stolen cars? Just unless they accidentally pull one over, I guess?
It must not have been a priority at that moment.
Yeah. I think so many are stolen, they don't have time for it.
Her car gets stolen. She's got an app. She's able to track it down.
Just moments meeting with Holly Kaufman, it's clear. She stands up for what she believes in.
I'm a working mom, and it's hard nowadays to make car payments.
So when she walked out of work yesterday and saw her car gone.
In the past, I've had a vehicle stolen and they rip out your whole car, tear everything up. They try to live in it. They put drugs in it. Well, this is a car that I carry my four-year-old son in. So it's like not happening.
Her Mazda has an app.
Oh, there it goes. So I kept setting the alarm off and stopping the car on the person. And then it has GPS where you can see where your car is.
Pinpointing to a Safeway off Broadway, she got someone she knew to drive her there and got on the phone with the 911 dispatcher.
She says, no, we don't have anyone on duty to help you right now. And I said, okay, well, this is the address I'm going to be at. I'll be there in five minutes. My GPS says 5 minutes. And you can either meet me there or I'm on my own and I'm going to get my car.
She got it. And luckily,
nobody was there. And then I jumped in my car. There's a pipe in my car. There's a case of beer. There's two receipts where they went to Target at 7:22 in the morning and returned a $755 camera. I'm not advising people to go do what I did, but something has to change.
They ran into the wrong customer, didn't they?
Oh, well, I think that she basically like waterboarded him, because if you hear the beginning, she says she was stopping the car all the time on her app, that she was honking the horn all the time on her app.
Yeah, setting off the alarm.
Yeah, and so I'm sure if they're on a crack pipe or whatever, they're like uber paranoid, like, what is this car doing?
That would freak you out.
Yeah, and the fact that it just stops all of a sudden. Yeah. I mean, like, what is going on?
If you're not new car savvy, technically speaking, you'd be like, what the hell's wrong with this car?
We picked
the wrong car, man.
Yeah, I mean, so what a smart move on her part to have the app and keep honking the horn and setting off the alarm and turning it off and turning it on and all that stuff.
Was she allowed to turn it off as they're driving down the road?
I don't know. It just said that she turned it off several times.
I have no idea.
Then she tracks it down because the police can't get to it.
Yeah,
they're too busy.
She found it, though.
Good for her.
I do like how these people were living. They had a crack pipe. They had beer.
They obviously had some money. They went to Target.
Yeah, well, and then they returned a $750 camera.
Which was probably stolen.
Right. I know. So how'd they do that?
It's a really common thing to go steal really expensive stuff because places like Target, Best Buy, Walmart, they'll just accept it without a receipt.
Without a receipt?
Yeah.
Wow. Just like, it must have been nice and in the box and stuff.
Most of the time when they accept something like that, they put it back on the credit card that it was bought with or the card that it was bought with.
Or they give you store credit.
Yeah, I guess.
If you don't have a receipt, though, or anything, you're like, I just want cash back. And if it's not damaged is the big thing. You got to return it not damaged.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is.
So you got to steal it, not damage it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so to me, if I'm the Denver PD, I go to that Target and pull the camera footage
yeah,
at 7:27 a.m.
and find
who that is.
Yeah.
But whatever.
You would think a car, too. I mean, the car has an app and she can turn it off. She can spot it, GPS, whatever. You would think that also having the technology in these new cars that they can't even be stolen.
What do you mean?
Well, the technology, you would think that they would be theft proof in some way. With the new technology.
Like on your app, you can make it so they can't even turn the car on afterwards, right?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
You would think that there would be that way of, you know, protecting your own vehicle.
Yeah, like OnStar or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, all I know is that she is balls because I don't know if I go and show up there.
Oh, she was determined.
Right?
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it either because you don't know if that person has a gun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I might go and observe them, but.
That's really loving your car.
Yeah.
And wanting your car.
Like she said, and there's a law in Colorado, and I cannot remember what it is, but remember. What is it? They don't get prosecuted if it's like below.
Oh, a certain amount.
Yeah, like
right?
$2,000 or something. They don't
$600.
$600?
Yeah.
So that's why all these cheaper cars are being stolen, right? Because they don't get prosecuted. Was that what the law was? Remember, I told you all about it. Now I can't remember what it was.
Oh, cars specifically? No. I know that if it's under $600, it's not a federal crime, so they won't really prosecute you.
And that's what I'm saying.
And that was shoplifting, right?
Right.
Yeah.
No, but there's one for cars, too. There's a price for cars, and so the people that have more expensive cars, their cars aren't getting stolen. But the people that really, I mean, where it really affects them most, their cars are getting stolen.
I do remember that, and it kind of came a little bit after the pandemic.
Right, and
people
were, like, getting really upset because the people that have really, really nice, like a Ferrari, who can afford it and afford the, you know, the insurance copay or whatever, they're not getting stolen because those people will actually go to jail. But if it's a cheaper car that you really need, they're going to steal it.
Yeah, I can just picture a car thief standing on a corner somewhere with a Kelly Blue Book.
And I remember what you were saying, Jamie, was right, is during the pandemic all that was happening, and then they just passed this new law last year that makes stealing any car a felony.
Good, because that was a problem.
It was.
People literally were looking at the Kelly Blue Books to figure it out.
I'm going to tell you, it's almost every day, it seems, in my neighborhood, somebody posts a car stolen or at least broken into.
Yep, for sure.
In my neighborhood, it's on the, you know, the neighborhood app. Every single day, somebody has a car stolen. My neighbor got his stolen. He had a pickup truck.
Yeah.
And it was gone the very next morning, but he got it.
And it must feel so, like, creepy to know somebody's sitting in your car.
Like, violating.
Yeah, looking through all your stuff. You know, that would feel weird.
Yeah.
That they just, like, dug through your stuff.
And they were in there just living in it and doing whatever they wanted in there.
Smoking crack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
Smoking crack and returning stolen cameras.
Drinking some beer.
You gotta love it, right? All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.